Hi, I'm Charlie Perry.
And I'm Amy Wall.
And we're two best mates obsessed with skincare. But we aren't dermatologists. We're just frustrated at all of the conflicting advice on looking the glowiest we can. So we're going to speak to the experts and do the research so that we all know the truth about looking after our skin.
Hello.
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 Oh, not this again.
How are you?
I'm sick of musical Charlie.
Sorry, I'll not do it anymore.
That's
a lie.
I think
it brings joy to people. Yeah, that is a blatant lie, sorry. Bare-faced lie. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. How are you?
Good. I'm very excited for this week's podcasting world.
Me too. So, we have had quite a few messages over the past few weeks, haven't we? Basically saying like, oh, like, I wish you did more than one episode a week. And we were speaking to this super, super lovely gal who slid in our DMs. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I'm all caught up now. I don't really know what to do with myself.
Yeah.
And, oh, it was so nice.
So cute.
But yeah, so what we've decided to do is give you guys a number of episodes this week.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's best
not to
know
listen to
yeah,
all
that
of
you
them.
Don't have to listen to all of them. But if you wanted to, I mean, if you like our voices, you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, so we've kind of taken an angle on. I know we did our How to Find Out Your Skin Type set, but that was one of the first ones that we did, wasn't it, Charles?
Yeah.
But
kind of off the back of that,
yeah.
People were still a bit like, okay, now I know my skin type.
Yeah,
what
next?
I do? Yeah. So we kind of, as soon as we came across Lioni, which is the brand that we've kind of teamed up with for mm-hmm. this, not brand, they're both, it's a lady called Megan and Senya, and they're two friends who started off with the same values as us in that it's very conflicting world when it comes to talking about skincare and beauty. So they kind of want to get to the bottom of it, but because they're both trained in skincare consultancy and that kind of thing, they decided to actually become skincare consultants,
yeah.
Whereas we speak to the consultants and do the research.
Yeah, they were super helpful and super sweet. And it honestly was, like, I know we weren't with them, it was over FaceTime, but it was honestly like looking in the mirror.
Yeah.
Like, they honestly have such the same values as us, and it was really refreshing to see other people.
Yeah.
Because they're completely unbiased as well.
Yeah.
They don't get paid for any product recommendations, they don't push anything because they're going to benefit from it.
Yeah.
It's all their own recommendations.
Exactly. Just like us, we don't get paid for this.
No, we don't.
But yeah, so basically, off the back of the skin type thing, I was like, you know what, we should do a more in-depth episode per skin type
mm-hmm.
where we can get really kind of niche specific advice on dry skin, oily skin, sensitive and combination skin.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically what we've done this week. We sat down and did the four interviews with them, didn't we? And got all of the information as to the definite do's and don'ts for your skin type, what to avoid, what to look for, how to tell without having to go and get your skin tested what your skin type is. I think
mm-hmm.
that's really important.
Yeah.
And really like how to properly care for your skin type, basically, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much it. Nailed mm-hmm. it. So this is the one I have been most excited for.
Yep, you really
oily
have.
Skin. I had so many questions
There's
to
oil
ask.
Pouring out of your pores.
Honestly, I bombarded the girls with this and they were super helpful. So I hope whatever advice I personally took from this, I hope you guys can also take it. So
that's it.
Let's see what they said.
Mm-hmm. So we are here with Megan and Senya. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good. So you are about to help us figure out how the hell you look after oily skin.
Mm-hmm.
The do's, the don'ts, what we should be looking for, that kind of thing. And Ames, you're a very oily girl.
I am an oily girl.
But for people who are listening at home that think they might have oily skin, what exactly do we need to be looking for before Ames fires about a million questions your way?
So the only problem with oily skin is that sometimes it can also be a condition that is secondary. So if you like had oily skin for the past, I don't know, 10 or 5 years, you wake up with an oily skin, you deal with oily skin throughout the day, it means that your skin probably is oily.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes if, for example, you had before a normal skin or a dry skin, and then your skin is getting oilier, maybe it's a sign that you have a poor skincare regime. So it's really important to do the distinction between those two.
Okay.
Oh.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I always, like, I never thought that I had oily skin, and then when I got it tested, they were like, "Yeah, it's oily," and I was like, "Are you sure? Are you really, really sure?"
Yeah, it can kind of. It depends on the test that they're doing as well. Like, I think that you have to be really careful with the type of skin test they're doing.
Yeah.
So, like, if I don't know if it's in the afternoon, then you might seem to be more oily than you are in the morning. And yeah. It's just, I don't know, it really depends on the time of day. Also, like, your cycle, like, the menstrual cycle really affects our oil production and stuff. And so I think that also, depending on the time of the month, that can really affect the oils in your skin.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right, so this is a personal question. I'm sure so many other people would like to know the answer to this. Is there any way of combating the oil?
What, completely getting rid of it all in
just
all?
Just like toning it down a little bit, making it easier to control.
Well, you can try to control it. So I think that the two key rules for oily skin, if you want to remove a little bit of oil of your skin, is to properly cleanse your skin. So for example, in the morning, use a foaming wash, and then at night, double cleanse it to really remove everything. So the first cleanse will remove, for example, the makeup and the pollution, and then the second one will target more like all the sebum and oily. And then also exfoliation, because oily skin tend to have an even skin texture, and they'll have more of a buildup of skin, of dead skin cells on the surface of the skin. So it's really important to exfoliate to make sure that your skin is breathing, basically, and that oil is not trapped underneath your skin. So if you exfoliate and you properly cleanse your skin, it means that your skin breathes and that it doesn't have to create this oil.
Yeah.
You can control this way, yeah.
When you talk about, like, double cleansing, what, like, kind of cleansers would you recommend? So you've got, you know, like, your oil-based cleansers, your balms, your foaming ones. What would you recommend to use on oily skin?
So it really depends on your preferences. And also, like I said, if you really have an oily skin or if it's a secondary type that just appeared recently. But normally you would start, for example, with a micellar water, but just
right.
a little bit of a micellar water, and then maybe a foaming wash or a makeup remover and then a foaming wash too. So always end your double cleanse with a foaming wash.
Oh.
Yeah, I think this one's really a personal preference. Like, some people really like the way that an oil-based kind of cleanser removes their makeup, and then they follow with a foaming wash. So yeah, it just depends on you. I think there's no right or wrong.
Right,
yeah, personally, right. I really like to start with an oil cleanser because it's really, like, you really have the feeling that it takes away everything from your face. And then the second cleanse, it's more to target really, like, your specific problems. So control the oil, for example, in your skin.
Right.
Amazing. So yeah, people only need to do that, the double cleanse in the evening then, yeah?
Yeah, it's really important.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice. Right, I have a little myth here. I don't even know if it is a myth. That's why I'm confiding in you guys. Right, does using oil on oily skin really balance it out, or are you just adding to the excess oil on your face? Because I've heard so many times that, oil is so good on your oily skin because, you know, it's they're working with each other and it's balancing it out. And I'm like, how? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a very tricky thing because actually it really depends on each person. So some people with oily skin will find this miracle product that works on their skin, but maybe it won't work on someone else. I guess it's just testing out and see what you prefer. But if, for example, I would advise someone a product to control the oil, I think the last thing I will recommend is an oil, actually, because there's not really proof that it really works. So I think there's better things to do and to buy for an oily skin rather than using an oil. That's what I think.
Right.
Yeah, there's so many products out there that I think are really good for oily skin. So for us, it wouldn't be like our go-to.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I think it's definitely like a trending thing right now. The oil fights oil, but there really isn't any scientific evidence to back that up.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So Ames, throw all those oils in the bin.
Never. They'll just sit on my shelf looking pretty. The life of an oily gal, it's really not an easy one.
Oh, babes. So what kind of ingredients should people with oily skin be avoiding altogether then?
Avoiding, I think that people need to turn to more oil-free products. So, for example, don't use any moisturizers that have oils inside, because it's different from using an oil, but moisturizer that contains oil can actually clog your pores, so it can like even more create this uneven texture and make your skin not breathe. So it's really important to have oil-free moisturizers. But then harsh ingredients too, because this is the problem with I think every skin types, but mostly with oily skin, is that you tend to over cleanse, you tend to over strip it because you really want to get away of these oils, and actually you just disrupt the balance of your skin and you produce even more oil. So you're just entering a cycle that never ends, basically.
Yeah.
So it's really important to be very gentle with your skin, avoid clogging products, I guess. And also diet-wise, so oily skin, they just, I don't know, there's like a myth that they need to avoid, for example, essential fatty acids because it can make the skin oilier, but it's so important to have them in your diet because they provide nutrients to your skin and they maintain the ecoflora. So they're the ones that will also control the oil production. I don't know if it makes sense.
No, yeah,
basically,
I get that.
Don't cut out oil in your diet because you don't want oil on your skin because
it doesn't make any sense. There's no relation between both. It's on the opposite. It helps your skin.
Mm-hmm. I get you. So you summarized in that little, I was going to say paragraph then, but it's not written down. I don't know even know where my head is right now. So basically, you said that if you try and remove all your oil from your skin, like try and strip it straight back, you're just going to produce more.
Exactly, you're gonna make the condition worse. So it's really important to, yes, double cleanse, yes, exfoliate, but be very religious about how you do them.
Yeah, weekly. Just be mindful that you're not doing an intense peel every day. Like, I think especially with oily skin, maybe because it's not as sensitive, or because you think that you really have to get rid of all the oil, people like over peel and over exfoliate and are really like overdoing it. And I think even with like a foaming cleanser, yes, you need a foaming cleanser, but you want one that's still gentle. Like, you don't want one that is making your skin feel super, super tight afterwards. Same thing with like dry skin or any skin type. You don't want that tight, tight feeling after.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. One last question. With people with oily skin, I find it really hard for my makeup to sit nicely on top of my skin, and I don't know how to prep it properly for makeup or just for anything over the top, really. How would you go about prepping your skin for other things like makeup?
So it's really easy. You just need to have a proper skincare regime.
Yeah,
fair enough.
And a good SPF.
You need to cleanse your skin properly in the morning. Like we said, also, it's really important to have an antioxidant serum for any skin types because it really helps to protect your skin throughout the day. And actually, vitamin C also helps with oil production. So they really control your skin balance. That's really good. And then an SPF. And I guess the only step you could add if you really wanted to control the oil throughout the day is a mattifying primer. It really helps. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's not, there isn't any miracle product. So just having a proper skincare in the morning at night, it will just help to rebalance the skin.
But like the blotting pads are really, I found quite helpful for people. So I don't know. I know they have them in America. They're like Neutrogena, but I'm not sure the brand here. That's the best. But those, I think, carry those around in your bag. And if you're feeling like you're extra oily, maybe give a little pat.
I've never tried blotting pads.
Yeah, I've heard there's some really good ones in the market.
Just never tried them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you definitely should. Yeah, they're really, really good. I have a friend who like can't live without them.
Essentials.
Essentials in her makeup bag.
What would your absolute do's and don'ts be, like, with the bottom line with oily skin?
So I think do exfoliate your skin time to time. Don't over exfoliate it. So I would also avoid manual exfoliation because it can really overstrip the skin and make the condition worse. I think also don't use any clogging products, any harsh ingredients. And I guess, is there anything you think of also?
Don't. I think it's mainly the exfoliation.
I think it's this. It's just to have the right balance of cleansing and exfoliating. Not too much and just not doing it
either. Yeah, and I think don't be afraid, I guess, with oily skin to put moisture back into your skin. I think people are like, oh, I don't want to put a serum on because it's going to make it more oily. Or, oh, I don't want to put moisturizer on at night because it's going to make it more oily. You need to feed your skin those nourishing ingredients so that it can kind of balance itself out. So just don't leave those out. Don't just wash your face and be like, well, I have enough oil in my skin, so I'm not going to moisturize it on top.
Exactly, because when you over-exfoliate or when you over-cleanse your skin, you might create a dehydration in your skin. So it's important to add something hydrating. So if you feel that your skin becomes tighter, it's good also to have a hyaluronic acid serum or something more hydrating that won't make your skin,
the pores fogged.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, guys. I'm just going to go and buy an exfoliant now.
There's some really, really good ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Yeah. So, ladies, I think it's worth that we explain to the listeners of Birthday Skin exactly what you guys do, because I think you obviously have a lot of knowledge to impart and it's your business. So do you want to take it away and like fully explain how people can get involved with you guys, where they can follow you and what you do?
Yes, of course. So Megan and I, we founded Lion, and Lion is a skincare consultancy company. So what do? We create a bespoke regime for both men and women. And every product that we recommend are very transparent. So we don't work with any brands, retailers, or products. And we have different types of consultations.
Yeah, so we have a 20-minute consultation, which is kind of like a little taster of what we do. So you come in, it's a one-to-one skin health and lifestyle assessment, and then we do an analysis with our Observe machine. So it takes away kind of all of the confusion that I think a lot of people are having about what skin type do I have, products do I use, because we can see in the Observe machine through these different lights what skin type you actually have, and then we're able to kind of off the back of that recommend appropriate products for you. But with the 20-minute consultation, the Elessence, we just give you on-the-spot feedback. So we might say, you know, take away that foaming cleanser, or, you know, add in a gentle cleanser, something like that. But then we also have a 45-minute consultation. And so that's a much more in-depth skin health and lifestyle assessment. We still do the Observe machine analysis. And then off the back of that, we give you a full morning regime and evening regime, as well as your like in-depth skin analysis. And again, we aren't, you know, tied to any brands or retailers, so it makes it a great super kind of unbiased
person. Exactly. And we started to do only like monthly pop-ups, but now we have an ongoing day every week on Thursday in Notting Hill, and we do both consultations. So the L'Essence one is for £35 and it's 20 minutes, and the second one, La Crème, is 45 minutes and it's £90.
Amazing.
So you can come.
We're trying to branch out of London as well. So
yes, watch please. The face,
follow us on Instagram, yes, to see where we'll be.
Yeah.
Well. How amazing are they both?
Just so insightful, and they were so lovely as well.
Yeah, so helpful. And like they've said, they are skincare consultants. So as they've just mentioned, the prices and what they provide has already been spoken about. But if you want to follow them, it's lionee.ldn, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lionne. And yeah, they're just great girls. So hopefully they're going to come up north, Ames. I'm going to do something fun with them.
Oh, I was just thinking about that. Like, I really hope they come our way. Like, yeah, I would love to meet them.
Oh, my God. Dying.
Might knock my self-esteem a bit, because obviously they sound really exotic and we're just like, Manchester.
They'd be like, okay. Yeah, they're not like that here from where I'm from.
But no, super, super nice girls. Yeah. And
massive thanks to them.
Yeah, like, massive huge thanks. Thank you. Like, they spent so much time.
That's like 2 hours worth of their time.
Yeah, and not to mention the technical difficulty we had. Mm-hmm. Our stuff. Our program crashed on us, so we had to re-record like half of that. So they were super patient, and we just want to give them a great big thanks, because we learned so much off the back of all those episodes. And we hope that you guys did too. We hope that you enjoyed them. And if you did, leave us a little
review
and slide in
slide
us in our DMs. Mm-hmm. If you've got any other
questions. Tell your friends, tell your family.
Tell your mom, tell your dad.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Amazing.
Yeah. Cool.
Perfect. Thanks, Ames.
Thanks, Charles. See and thanks you later. To the girls.
Of course. Thank you to Senya and Megan of Lionee.
Bye.
Bye.